Welcome to Ask Pastor John, featuring questions to help you apply God's truth to the issues of this life and the next. Our host is pastor and author John Piper.
John, being a Christian in many parts of America today is a very comfortable, middle class, even upper middle class kind of thing. It's respectable, even a great place for business. What are the dangers in that?
Well, the Bible is really clear in 1 Timothy that making godliness a means of gain, and it means financial gain, is deadly. And it roots the deadliness of it in the desire to be rich. It says, don't desire to be rich, because the person who desires to be rich falls into temptation, into a snare, into many temptations that lead one into destruction and ruin. In other words, it's suicidal to want to be rich. And so one of the main dangers of being comfortable in our Christianity is that comfort tends to, over time, begin to feel like something that God or the world owes us, and what we once called a luxury is now called a need, and more we want things, and we want securities, and we want comforts, and we find our conversation with people even drifting into the kinds of special new things that we have just bought, and we're not talking kingdom language anymore. It's a creeping kind of gangrene with a smiling face on it that eats away at the heart of the kingdom. When Jesus said, don't be anxious about what you should eat or about what you should drink, about what you should wear, for all the nations of the world seek these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Seek the kingdom first, and all these things will be added to you. He was pleading, I think, for us not to get into a situation where we're drowning in stuff. Give yourself to mental and emotional energy concerning kingdom issues. And let food and clothing and drink take care of themselves. And we get it almost all backwards. We get into situations where we're talking about what we wear, we're talking about the food, we're talking about our toys, we're talking about our house. And now and then, a kingdom issue arises, and Christ comes into the conversation. And I think Jesus is grieved by that and would have us turn it around. Talk about Christ. Talk about missions. Talk about ministry. Talk about making an impact for Jesus. And, oh, yes, you need a place to stay. Sure, you need a way to get around. Sure, you probably need a, you know, computer in our day so you can communicate by email. But let your conversation and let your energy flow mainly in kingdom vision and kingdom issues.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, at desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of Christ-exalting resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more, at www.desiringgod.org.